Our next broadcast partner, Israel Madad, Winky Madad, is a man who helps us understand the events unfolding in the Middle East, as well as a connection to the Temple Mount, which he has a very great love for. We'll talk to Winky about the Temple Mount in a moment. But first, a Middle East news update. Winky, around you on both sides, north and south, there are demonstrations going on in the street trying to bring down a military government in the south in Egypt, trying to bring down supposedly an elected government in the north there in Syria. Talk to me, the effects on Israel itself. What are the concerns about the demonstrations there in the streets in Cairo?
Well, Jimmy, what we are seeing, Jimmy, is the inability of a people to get the proper government they want. And in the situation that's developing, there's a greater chance of instability developing rather than what we see in many other cases where democratic revolutions, especially, for example, Poland, Czechoslovakia, other places which you and I have seen in the past years moved from a dictatorship to a more democratic thing. It's not happening where we are, and this, of course, is a greater danger not only for the people inside, but Israel, its neighbor, on the other side.
Do you believe, Winky, that there is going to be a capability for the government of Egypt to be able to keep everything under control? Supposedly, they're to have elections for the parliament next week, and then they've said they will have elections for a president next July. Are they going to be able to keep it together until that time?
Jimmy, let me give you, as you usually ask me, a little bit deeper perspective on this, because the answer obviously is no. But why? In the situation today, we know that Hamas plus the Muslim Brotherhood is taking advantage of the situation. We know that up in the north, the radicalism between a Islamic sect, the Alawis, versus the other groups is dangerous. In Lebanon, without the people being educated and having at their core a literature that gives them the ability to be democratic eventually, ethical eventually, in a communal sense, Jimmy, the danger is much too great both for them and everybody else.
Well, and then should that cause pause as it relates to the Israeli leadership, whether they should move ahead with some type of a agreement between the Palestinians and themselves, or should they just wait and hold and see how this is all going to work out there because of the so-called Arab Spring, which is now probably moving quickly into the Arab winter?
I would say yes, Jimmy, because we've had a peace treaty with Egypt now just over 30 years. And that was in a situation where we really have given Egypt everything they want. They don't need anything from us. And yet they're blowing up our oil line, and they're talking again in the most inimical fashion about our character, our human worth, our value as people. And so that element of animosity and hostility to the Jew or the Israeli or the Zionist per se has still not been eradicated. And therefore, if we have our own close conflict with Arabs, those who desire to call themselves Palestinians, and especially Hamas in Gaza, which is probably going to take over the Palestinian Authority as we see Abbas and Hamas getting closer, they deny everything that we have here, both land and identity, even including our capital, Jerusalem. And so how can that develop in a positive fashion?
Winky, this special edition of Prophecy Today is focused on a Jewish temple in the city of Jerusalem in the future. I know you are a man with a political background, a journalistic background, but in addition to that, you have a great interest in the temple and the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. If I remember correctly, it was a number of years ago that you first went up onto the Temple Mount. Is that the reason for your interest, or has the Bible been a key component in that interest in the advancement of a program and preparations to build a temple in Jerusalem?
Jimmy, I was taught at a very young age in the yeshiva, which is a religious seminary, one of the sayings of the rabbis, in every generation in which you do not work for the Temple Mount, it is as if it is again destroyed. And if you learn about the Temple Mount, about the sacrifices and the sacrificial worship, it is if you are building it, even though you cannot do it physically. So that essential mindset, I think, was instilled in me very early in my teenage years. And coming to Israel in 1970, I have always been involved in it. I have particularly tried to give the slant that even the secular powers that be, or the laws of man, can and should be applied to the Temple Mount. For example, giving me the religious right to worship there, which I cannot do today. I cannot be overtly Jewish at the most Jewish site in the world, which, of course, is not only wrong from a legal point of view, it's wrong from a national point of view, it's wrong from who the Jewish identity is today, and that, of course, gives me motivation to continue the work that you have mentioned of many years standing.
Well, and you have been very closely involved in the political arena, working there at the Knesset with a Knesset member, being involved in watching what's going on across the nation of Israel as it relates to the body politic and the governing of these people, these Jewish people in Israel. What about the government? What is their interest? Do they have any interest in rebuilding that temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, or do they shy away from that?
I would have to say they shy away. It's always been the attitude of the various governments of Israel these past four decades that we don't need, as they say, another front, another line in the sand between us and the Arabs. Of course, the Arabs take advantage of that, and they've built two underground mosques there. They continue to restrict any sort of Jewish identity with the site. I'm sure you'll be hearing and know about the temple denial as well as the Jerusalem denial from the Arab and Islamic world. Despite the fact, Jimmy, and you have been following it very closely, these past two or three years have seen, an, if I can say it this way, an outpouring from the ground of archaeological discoveries of things that prove what we know was written and what existed at the time. And it's like it's building up to a certain extent. There's so many things that have been discovered these past brief few years, more than when the Temple Mount around, or I should say around, the Western Wall, the Southern Wall, have been uncovered. And I think this also motivates people to understand what the Temple Mount means and should be in the Jewish scene.
Now, in light of the lack of interest with the Israeli government, but a growing interest among the body politic of the Jewish people, how far into the future do you think it'll be before there is a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem?
I'm not going to guess, Jimmy. I would first like to see the right of the Jews to pray at some small corner. I can visualize a synagogue there, and it's a very long process. It's not going to happen overnight, unfortunately, because people are too much set in their more than secular than religious education, and therefore they have not moved too much on the issue and will not. It makes them, unfortunately, too uncomfortable, shall we use the phrase, and that is a problem that has to be dealt with on an educational and public awareness level to raise the consciousness. It's a very long process, and unless something of, shall we say, a more direct intervention, divinely inspired, I'm not going to be that optimistic. I want to be very honest and truthful with you.
Well, indeed, God's word does say there will be a temple there, so it may be a long process, but it's going to be an absolute process that will be fulfilled maybe sometime in the near future.
I agree with you, Jimmy. It's written. The Jewish people over the centuries, even in when we lost political sovereignty, we always came back. In the 4th century, we tried to rebuild the Temple Mount. So it's within us. It's within our identity. And I'm sure that everybody who knows the Bible will even join forces with us to assist in that future construction.
Israel Madad, our very good friend of us here on Prophecy Today, a broadcast partner. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Jimmy, to you and our listeners.